With a more than successful team last season, Riverside is looking to come and compete at the top of their game. Last year, the Bulldogs went 33-6 overall and won the Class 1A regional championship game against Galen Catholic. Coach Flathers knows that her team's success is based on their team culture and taking things just one step at a time.
I think the biggest thing is our kids were really bought in the whole season. And I would say we have a similar buy-in this year. The kids just come show up every single day and give us everything they have. We push them in practice and we just get better each day little by little.
Riverside lost their two best hitters last season due to graduation. Veronica Andrusashin led the team in kills last season with 338 while hitting 219 overall and averaged 3.3 kills per set. Their second best hitter, Mac Olmsted Mitchell, was second on the team in kills with 246 and was an important aspect of the Bulldog offense. Coach Flathers is looking for a few players to step up this season, including Alyssa Amdor, who was fourth on the team in kills with 144 and had a 92% serving percentage. Carly Henderson was one of the Bulldogs' keys in their defensive game. She had 251 digs last season and 32 serving aces. Sophia Taylor is another piece to fill the puzzle, as she had a 92% serving percentage and was third on the team in kills with 150. This team has some quality talent to fill those previous roles.
Yeah, I think there's going to be a handful of kids that step up. I mean, we have some returners who are going to play some pretty big roles this year. Alyssa Amdor, she'll be a senior this year. Ellie Henderson, Sophia Taylor. And we're looking at maybe running a little bit different offense with a couple setters that have been doing a lot of good work for us over the summer.
Serving has been beyond successful for the Bulldogs. Riverside has maintained a 92% serving percentage for the team during the season. With practice comes success, and the serving efficiency of this team is due to the way they have practiced this offseason.
Yeah, we focus a lot on serving. We make them serve a lot when they're tired so that we're able to continue to serve aggressive in games. And our girls this year have already talked about wanting to beat that serve efficiency from last year as well.
Riverside doesn't have much to improve on this year, but there is always something to get better on regardless of your record. Offensively and defensively, the Bulldogs are looking to stay on the persistent side so they could take advantage of every opportunity given to them on the court.
I think we have the opportunity to be really relentless on offensively and defensively, you know, not letting a ball drop and then staying aggressive out of the front row as well. And we're really excited to make big strides there.
With an upcoming scrimmage against Clarinda, Riverside is taking a different approach. Rather than focusing on what the other team is going to do on the floor, they're focusing fully on what they will bring on their side of the floor.
We're just going to focus on us, and we kind of keep that throughout the season. We don't, you know, worry too much about what the other team's going to do. If we can take care of our side of the court and, you know, handle the ball how we know how to and go from there.
The Bulldogs will start their regular season on August 26th at AHSTW in a tournament starting at 8 a.m. I'm Zach Collins reporting.